Today on Smith Hill, a lobbyist with the National Rifle Association and a member of the state police are scheduled to meet with lawmakers for an informal session. They're coming at the request of Woonsocket Democratic State Representative Lisa Baldelli-Hunt. She says lawmakers need more information if they're going to intelligently consider gun legislation this session. Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay joins us now to talk about today's meeting and what it means for gun control measures in Rhode Island. Scott, why is this taking place right now?
Well, it's pretty simple. The NRA, the main lobbyist for gun owners and especially gun manufacturers, wants to get out in front of legislation that they know is going to be proposed by leading law enforcement people in the state, Speaker Fox, and, of course, Governor Chafee. Attorney General Peter Kilmartin and Colonel Stephen O'Donnell are already working on some tough measures they think that the NRA is not going to like. This includes things like an assault weapon ban, tougher background checks for purchasing weapons, stiffer sentences for those who violate gun laws, and probably trying to clear up one of the big loopholes in Rhode Island law, which is that we do not contribute information to the National Instant Background Check System database on people who go in to buy guns. So I think they're just trying to get ahead of the curve here, which is what lobbyists always do when they know legislation is coming out that they don't like. They're also beefing up their lobbying. And in fact, there's this new Second Amendment coalition, which is going to battle gun control measures. They're in the discussions to hire former House Speaker William Murphy, who's very well known on Smith Hill. He's a very good advocate for what he does, and I think they're going to see them beef up their lobbying effort.
Now, who are the lobbyists for the NRA, and also a two-parter here, how effective have they been?
Well, they've been pretty effective in the past. They traditionally will send in some national people here, but also I think the hiring of former Speaker William Murphy is an indication of how serious they are at trying to block legislation.
Now, we've had State Police Colonel Stephen O'Donnell on our air weighing in on gun laws, and the Attorney General is getting behind some gun legislation. What are some of the gun control measures that are kind of percolating at the State House?
First of all, they want tougher registration compliances with guns. They also want to stop people from having weapons where the manufacturer's ID and serial numbers have been stripped. There's talk of banning gun ownership for minors. And I think once you see the law enforcement community, the governor, Speaker Fox, getting together, you're going to see what's been called for nationally. Banning ownership of these assault-style weapons that were used, for instance, in this horrible Newtown shooting in Connecticut where 20 first graders lost their lives. I think you're going to look for tougher background checks, particularly closing gun show loopholes and perhaps clamping down on weapons that are brought here from other states that have looser gun laws than Rhode Island. And I think also this database issue and some of the mental health issues of trying to stop people who have serious criminal records and serious mental health issues from buying weapons. I think you'll see all of those ideas in the mix.
So what is the likelihood that meaningful gun control legislation will win approval this session?
Well, it's more likely than it has been in recent sessions. Again, I think it's because of these mass shootings around the country, and people do seem to be really alarmed about what happened, particularly in Newtown. I think if you poll this issue among the public in Rhode Island, you'd see it just like you do nationally, that a large percentage of voters favor tougher gun laws. However, that said, it's never easy. The gun lobby is just as tough here as they are everywhere else. Now, they've given about $120,000 over the last 10 years to Rhode Island legislators, General Assembly members for campaign contributions. So that shows you that even in a state like Rhode Island, which is fairly blue, which is pretty liberal, which has a low percentage of gun owners compared to nationally, and we do not have these shooting ranges and gun clubs. We don't have a big gun show culture. But still, there are a lot of sportsmen and hunters in this state. I do think that so long as the law enforcement community can put together legislation that does not impinge upon the rights of folks who are sportsmen, who are hunters, and who use their weapons for shooting contests, I think that most people in this state will accept tougher gun regulations.
Finally, Scott, where does Rhode Island fit in what has become a national and very emotional debate over guns?
Rhode Island historically has been much more amenable to tighter gun restrictions than other states. Let's face it, we're not Texas, we're not Wyoming, you know, we're not even Vermont, where they have a large industry in hunting deer. If you look back, Rhode Island even had a senator, John Chafee, of course, the father of Governor Lincoln Chafee, who back in the 80s proposed the end of the importation and manufacture of all so-called Saturday Night Special handguns. And it never hurt him politically. He never lost an election for the U.S. Senate. I think that most Rhode Islanders will be willing to accept reasonable gun restrictions. However, that said, gird yourself for a very tough insider debate at the State House, where the gun people and the manufacturers, particular, and the NRA probably aren't going to want to give much.
Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.